Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, welcome back to the daily readings of Srila Prabhupada's books, right here in the live studios, Hythe, Kent, Southeast England, just a stone's throw to the English Channel, although the new tree that's now come out is covering most of our vision. But anyway, Hare Krishna. We welcome you all on this auspicious day of the disappearance of Jayananda Prabhu. I was greatly fortunate to have had Jayananda Prabhu's association in my formative years of Krishna consciousness. He shaved me up and fixed me up, and I was extremely fortunate to live with him, actually. And in that same house, Srila Prabhupada came and stayed in that house. We painted it all up and moved off over to the temple. And I stayed with him in a garage next door to the temple. They were wonderful times. They were the most wonderful times. And he was an exemplary Vaishnava in all levels. Especially his service attitude was just second to none. I've never been with anyone since that no one had anything bad to say about him. Very exalted, very special person, and he never had anything to say bad about people. When someone would start to talk something negative, he would just walk away, he would just go away. He wouldn't participate in any fault-finding at all. And therefore, he's a very rare person, and Srila Prabhupada himself made the arrangement that he would be worshipped along with the other great saints in our calendar, which is a first and an only. So here we are on this day. I remember him so fondly. I have this picture of Prabhupada on my wall, 1974, Rath Yatra. He's wearing this red rose garland, famous picture with his hands in the air, and all the hands of the people in the audience, you can see their hands. 10,000 people all raised their hands at one time. And after that Rath Yatra, which was a glorious Rath Yatra, Prabhupada gave that red garland to Jayananda. And when we got back home, Jayananda gave it to me. So I wore that garland, so I always keep that picture of Srila Prabhupada on my wall wherever I stay. Yes, so I can remember how it was that Jayananda gave me that garland, and I wore it for days. And Hare Krishna. So now here we are, Sanatana Goswami glorified the Srimad Bhagavatam in this stotra, Srimad Bhagavata Mahima Stotram. It's wonderful glorification, and it goes like this. Sarva Shastra Dipi Yusha, Sarva Vedaika Satpala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sarvalokaika Drikprada. O nectar from the ocean of all scriptures, singular fruit of all the Vedas, rich mine of the precious gems of all conclusive truths, you are the only giver of sight to all the worlds. Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kalidvandudita Sri Krishna Parivartita. O life heir of all the Supreme Lord's devotees, O Master, Srimad Bhagavatam, you are the sun risen in the darkness of Kali. You are the exact image of Sri Krishna. Paramananda Pataya Prema Barshakshadaya Te Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostu Me. I bow down to you who are supremely blissful to read. Your every syllable pours down a flood of prema. You can always be served by everyone. You are Sri Krishna himself. Madeka bando matsangin, madguro man mahadana, mandistadaga mad bhagya, mad ananda namostute. My only friend, my constant companion, my spiritual master, my great wealth, my savior, my good fortune, my source of ecstasy, I bow down to you. Asadu, sadhu tadayin, adini chochata kara, hanamun chagadachin mam, premna rit kanta yokspura. O bestower of saintliness to the unsaintly, O exalter of the most fallen, please never leave me. Always appear in my heart and my voice with pure love. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we reached the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth chapter. And we're going to hear now about the meeting between Vidura and Maitreya. But right now, Vidura is still with Uddhava. We're starting with text 21. Uddhava speaking. My dear Vidura, I am mad. My dear Vidura, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing him. And just to mitigate this, I am now proceeding to Bhadarika Ashram in the Himalayas for association, as I have been instructed by him. Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord, of the standard of Uddhava, constantly associates with the Lord in the double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. The pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of the pure devotee. Uddhava's separation from the Lord was unbearable, and therefore he started to Bhadarika Ashram in obedience to the Lord's order, because the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factual separation from him. Text 22. There, in Bhadarika Ashram, the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as the sages Nara and Narayana has been undergoing great penance since time immemorial for the welfare of all amiable living entities. Purport. Bhadarika Ashram in the Himalayas, the abode of the Naranarayan sages, is a great place of pilgrimage for the Hindus. Even up to the present, hundreds and thousands of pious Hindus go to pay respect to the incarnation of Godhead, Narayana. It appears that even 5,000 years ago, this holy place was being visited by such a holy being as Uddhava, and even at that time, the place was known to be very, very old. This particular pilgrimage site is very difficult to visit for ordinary men because of its difficult situation in the Himalayas, in a place which is covered by ice almost all year. For a few months during the summer season, people can visit this place at great personal inconvenience. There are four dhammas, or kingdoms of God, which represent the planets of the spiritual sky, which consist of Brahmajyoti and the Vaikunthas. These are Bhadarika Ashram, Rameshwar, Jagannath Puri, and Dwaraka. Faithful Hindus still visit all these holy places for perfection of spiritual realization, following in the footsteps of devotees like Uddhava. Text 23. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, After hearing from Uddhava all about the annihilation of his friends and relatives, the learned Vidura pacified his overwhelming bereavement by dint of his transcendental knowledge. Purport. Vidura was informed that the result of the Battle of Kurukshetra was the annihilation of his friends and relatives, as well as the destruction of the Yadu dynasty, and also the passing away of the Lord. All these hurled him into bereavement for the time being. But because he was highly advanced in transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to pacify himself by enlightenment. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, due to our long association with bodily relationships, bereavement on account of the annihilation of friends and relatives is not at all astonishing. But one has to learn the art of subduing such bereavement with higher transcendental knowledge. The talks between Uddhava and Vidura on the topic of Krishna began at sunset, and Vidura was now further advanced in knowledge due to his association with Uddhava. Text 24. While Uddhava, the chief and most confidential amongst the devotees of the Lord, was going away, Vidura, in affection and confidence, questioned him. Purport. Vidura was much older than Uddhava. By family relationship, Uddhava was a contemporary brother of Krishna's, while Vidura was as elderly as Krishna's father, Vasudev. But although junior by age, Uddhava was much advanced in the devotional service of the Lord, and therefore he is described herein as the chief amongst the devotees of the Lord. Vidura was confident about this, and thus he addressed Uddhava in that higher category. That is the way of courteous dealings between two devotees. Text 25. Vidura said, O Uddhava, because the servants of Vishnu, the Lord, wander in the interest of serving others, it is quite fit that you kindly describe the self-knowledge with which you have been enlightened by the Lord himself. Purport. The servants of the Lord are actually the servants of society. They have no interest in human society other than to enlighten it in transcendental knowledge. They are interested in imparting knowledge of the relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord, the activities in that transcendental relationship, and the ultimate goal of human life. That is the real knowledge which can help society achieve the real aim of human welfare. Knowledge in the matter of the bodily necessities of eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing, transformed into various branches of advancement of knowledge, is all temporary. A living being is not the material body, but an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Being, and thus revival of his self-knowledge is essential. Without this knowledge, the human life is baffled. The servants of the Lord, Vishnu, are entrusted with this responsible work, and so they wander over the earth and to all other planets in the universe. Thus, the knowledge which was received by Uddhava directly from the Lord deserves to be distributed in human society, especially to persons like Vidura, who are highly advanced in the devotional service of the Lord. Real transcendental knowledge descends in the disciplic succession from the Lord to Uddhava, from Uddhava to Vidura, and so on. Such supreme transcendental knowledge is not possible to achieve by the process of imperfect speculation as performed by the so-called learned mundane wranglers. Vidura was anxious to know from Uddhava that confidential knowledge known as Paramang Stitim, in which the Lord is known by his transcendental pastimes. Although Vidura was older than Uddhava, he was anxious to become a servant of Uddhava in the transcendental relationship. This formula of transcendental disciplic succession is taught by Lord Chaitanya also. Lord Chaitanya advises that one receive transcendental knowledge from anyone, whether a Brahmana or a Shudra, a householder or a sannyasi, provided that person is factually conversant with the science of Krishna. A person who knows the science of Krishna is factually a bona fide spiritual master. Text 26. Sri Uddhava said, "You may take lessons from the great learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead while the latter was about to quit this mortal world." Purport. Although one may be well versed in the transcendental science, one should be careful about the offense of maryada vyatikrama, or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. According to scriptural injunction, one should be very careful of transgressing the law of maryada vyatikrama, because by so doing, one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame, and piety, and the blessings of all the world. To be well versed in the transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science. Uddhava, being well aware of all these technicalities of transcendental science, advised Vidura to approach Maitreya Rishi to receive transcendental knowledge. Vidura wanted to accept Uddhava as his spiritual master, but Uddhava did not accept the post because Vidura was as old as Uddhava's father, and therefore Uddhava could not accept him as his disciple, especially when Maitreya was present nearby. The rule is that in the presence of a higher personality, one should not be very eager to impart instructions, even if one is competent and well-versed. So Uddhava decided to send an elderly person like Vidura to Maitreya, another elderly person, but one who was also well-versed because he was directly instructed by the Lord while the Lord was about to quit this mortal world. I'll read that again. So Uddhava decided to send an elderly person like Vidura to Maitreya, another elderly person, but one who was also well-versed because he was directly instructed by the Lord while the Lord was about to quit this mortal body. Since both Uddhava and Maitreya were directly instructed by the Lord, both had the authority to become the spiritual master of Vidura or anyone else. But Maitreya, being elderly, had the first claim to becoming the spiritual master, especially for Vidura, who was much older than Uddhava. One should not be eager to become a spiritual master cheaply for the sake of profit and fame, but should become a spiritual master only for the service of the Lord. The Lord never tolerates the impertinence of maryada vyatikrama. One should never pass over the honor due an elderly spiritual master in the interests of one's own personal gain and fame. Impertinence on the part of the pseudo-spiritual master is very risky to progressive spiritual realization. Text 27. Hmm. Shukadev Goswami said, O King, after thus discussing with Vidura the Lord's transcendental name, fame, qualities, and so on the bank of the Yamuna, Uddhava was overwhelmed with great affliction. He passed the night as if it were a moment, and thereafter he went away. Purport. The word used here for Krishna is Vishwamurti. Both Uddhava and Vidura were in great affliction because of Lord Krishna's departure. And the more they discussed the transcendental name, fame, and qualities of the Lord, the more the picture of the Lord became visible to them everywhere. Such visualization of the transcendental form of the Lord is neither false nor imaginary, but is factual, absolute truth. When the Lord is perceived as Vishwamurti, it is not that he loses his personality or transcendental eternal form, but he becomes visible in the same form everywhere. Text 28. The king inquired, at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties, who were the best of the great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Purport. According to Sri Jiva Goswami, Nidhanam means the transcendental abode of the Lord. Ni means the highest, and Dhanam means opulence. And because the opulence of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental opulence, his abode can therefore be called Nidhanam. Apart from the grammatical elucidation, the real purpose of the word Nidhanam is to indicate that all the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties were direct associates of the Lord. And after the end of his pastimes, all the associates were dispatched to their respective positions in the transcendental abode. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur elucidates the meaning of akritim as pastimes. A means complete, and kritim means transcendental pastimes. Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. To act in accordance with the rules and customs of the material world, the Lord seems to take his birth and leave his body. But the pure devotees of the Lord know well the actual fact. It is necessary, therefore, for the serious students of Srimad Bhagavatam to follow the notes and comments of the great acharyas like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti. To others who are not devotees of the Lord, the comments and explanations of such acharyas may appear to be grammatical jugglery, but to the students who are in the line of disciplic succession, the explanations of the great acharyas are quite fit. The word upagateshu is also significant. All the members of Vrishni and Bhoja directly reached the abode of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the abode of the Lord directly, but the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction for the opulence of any planets of the material world. Sometimes, due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction for the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth, and thus they desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bhojas were directly dispatched because they had no attraction for the material planets. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also suggests that according to the Amarakosha dictionary, Akriti also means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by signal to go to Bhadrikashram after the Lord's departure. And Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order faithfully instead of going back to Godhead, or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone even after the departure of the Lord from the face of the earth. Text 29. Shukadeva Goswami replied, "My dear King, the cursing of the Brahmanas was only a plea, but the actual fact was the supreme desire of the Lord. He wanted to disappear from the face of the earth after dispatching his excessively numerous family members. He thought to himself as follows." Purport. In this verse, the word chakshan is very significant in relation to Lord Sri Krishna's leaving his body. Since he is the eternal form of existence, knowledge, and bliss, his body and his self are identical. Therefore, how is it possible that he would leave his body and then disappear from the vision of the world? There's a great controversy amongst the non-devotees or Mayavadis about the mysterious disappearance of the Lord, and the doubts of those men with a poor fund of knowledge have been very elaborately cleared by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krishna Sandarbha. According to the Brahma Sangita, the Lord has many forms. It is stated therein that the Lord has innumerable forms, and when he appears within the vision of the living entities, as Lord Krishna actually appeared, all such forms amalgamate with him. Besides all these infallible forms, he has his universal form, as manifested before Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Here in this verse, the word spitam is also used, which indicates that he left his gigantic universal form called the Virat Rupa, not his primeval eternal form, because there is hardly any possibility of his changing his form of Satchit Ananda. This simple understanding is at once realized by the devotees of the Lord, but those who are non-devotees, who perform hardly any devotional service to the Lord, either do not perform. This simple understanding is at once realized by the devotees of the Lord, but those who are non-devotees, who perform hardly any devotional service to the Lord, either do not understand this simple fact, or purposely raise a controversy to defeat the eternity of the transcendental body of the Lord. This is due to the defect called the cheating propensity of the imperfect living entities. By practical experience also, it is seen up to the present day that the Lord's transcendental form is worshipped by devotees in different temples, and all the devotees of the Lord factually realize that the form of the deity in the temple is non-different from the form of the Lord. This inconceivable performance of the internal potency of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita 7.25. Nahaṁ prakāśak sarvasya yogamāya samāvṛtaha. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyahi. The name and form of the Lord cannot be perceived by the material senses, but when he appears within the vision of the mundane people, he assumes the form of the Virat Rupa. This is an additional material exhibition of form and is supported by the logic of a subject and its adjectives. In grammar, when an adjective is taken away from the subject that modifies does not change. Similarly, when the Lord quits his Virat Rupa, his eternal form does not change, although there is no material difference between himself and any one of his innumerable forms. In the fifth canto, it will be seen how the Lord is worshipped in different planets, in his different forms, even now, and how he is worshipped in different temples of this earth also. Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have very elaborately explained this incident of the Lord's disappearance in their commentaries, quoting various authentic versions of Vedic literatures. We purposely do not include them all here to avoid an increase in the volume of this book. The entire matter is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as quoted above. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. He always keeps himself out of the vision of the non-devotees who are devoid of love and devotion, and thus he puts them still further away from the Lord. The Lord appeared on the invitation of Brahma, who prayed before the Chirdakashayi Vishnu, and therefore, when the Lord appeared, all the forms of Vishnu amalgamated with him, and when the mission was fulfilled, all of them separated from him in the usual course. Text 30. Now I shall leave the vision of this mundane world, and I see that Uddhava, the foremost of my devotees, is the only one who can be directly entrusted with knowledge about me. Purport. Jnanam Madashrayam is significant in this verse. Transcendental knowledge has three departmental divisions, namely, knowledge of impersonal Brahman, knowledge of the all-pervading Supersoul, and knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Out of the three, transcendental knowledge of the personality of Godhead has special significance and is known as Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. This specific knowledge is realized by pure devotional service and no other means. The Bhagavad Gita 18:55 confirms this. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yash chasmi tatvataha. Only persons engaged in devotional service can factually know the transcendental position of the Lord. Uddhava was considered to be the best amongst all devotees of that time, and therefore, by the Lord's grace, he received direct instruction from the Lord, so that people might take advantage of Uddhava's knowledge after the disappearance of the Lord from the vision of the world. This is one of the reasons why Uddhava was advised to go to Bhadarikashram, where the Lord is personally represented by the Naranarayana deity. One who is transcendentally advanced can gain direct inspiration from the temple deity, and thus a devotee of the Lord always takes shelter of a recognized temple of the Lord in order to make tangible advancement in transcendental knowledge by the grace of the Lord. Text 31. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he may remain in this world in order to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Purport. The specific qualification for becoming the representative of the Lord is to be unaffected by the material modes of nature. The highest qualification of a person in the material world is to be a brahmana. But since a brahmana is in the mode of goodness, to be a brahmana is not sufficient for becoming a representative of the Lord. One has to transcend the mode of goodness also and be situated in unalloyed goodness, unaffected by any of the qualities of material nature. This stage of transcendental qualification is called Shuddha Sattva or Vasudeva. And in this stage, the science of God can be realized. As the Lord is not affected by the modes of material nature, so a pure devotee of the Lord is also not affected by the modes of nature. That is the primary qualification for being one with the Lord. A person who is able to attain this transcendental qualification is called a Jivan Mukta, or a liberated soul, even though apparently in material conditions. This liberation is achieved by one who constantly engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.187, it is stated, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikila svapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. Anyone who by his actions, mind and words lives only for the transcendental loving service of the Lord is certainly a liberated soul, even though he may appear to be in a condition of material existence. Uddhava was in such a transcendental position, and thus he was selected to be the factual representative of the Lord in the Lord's bodily absence from the vision of the world. Such a devotee of the Lord is never affected by material strength, intelligence, or even renunciation. Such a devotee of the Lord can withstand all onslaughts of the material nature, and therefore he is known as Goswami. Only such Goswamis can penetrate the mysteries of the Lord's transcendental loving relationships. So we're going to stop there. It's almost 8 o'clock, and we started on time today. So let me please request the devotees who were present in the reading to reflect upon what they just heard. Any point that stuck in their minds that came out at them. Hare Krishna.
First is from Rati Manjari.
Rati Manjari. Oh, she was supposed to be late. Hey Rati, you weren't so late, or maybe you were a little late, who knows?
She says, Jai Guru Maharaj, great to see you again. Jai Ananda Prabhu Ki Jai.
Jai Ananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you very much for reminding me.
And from Yadutama?
Yes, Yadutama.
He says, Hare Krishna, dear Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
And Bhakta Christopher?
Yes, Bhakta Christopher.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. I have missed your readings the last couple of days. Life has been a little crazy. I am glad to be back in the association of such great devotees such as yourself. You are truly an inspiration. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to His Divine Grace, our founder, Acharya, Hare Krishna.
And from Subbarao?
Yes, Subbarao.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you for your daily reading service. Happy Narasingha Chaturdasi.
Yes, on our calendar that's tomorrow, but yes, it is Chaturdasi, it is Narasingha Chaturdasi Eve. So, Thank you very much.
And from Gopakanya?
Yes, Gopakanya.
Hare Krishna, dear Maharaj, and all assembled devotees. Blessed to have you back for our spiritual journey back home, back to Godhead.
Hare Krishna.
With your merciful and joyful daily reading service of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada in your service, dear Maharaj.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol. I'm very fortunate that I have such a service. Actually, Hare Krishna.
Subbarao commented, in the U.S. it is observed today, Maharaj.
I see. Yes, that's right, because Vaisheshika Prabhu told me he was having it today, and I have tomorrow, so then we'll have to meet another day to do some work we wanted to do together. Hare Krishna. Our some of our main reflectors have gone off to New Brajadam in Hungary for the festival there, the yearly festival they have. We look forward to them, to seeing them back in action.
And from Anandamurti?
Yes, Anandamurti Devidasi.
Dear Guru Maharaj and all assembled devotees, please accept my humble obeisances.
Jai Ho.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Ho, glories to Prabhupada.
Today I heard that, quote, the Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone.
Mm.
He always keeps himself out of the vision of the non-devotees.
Yes.
Who are devoid of love and devotion.
Yes.
And thus he puts them still further away from the Lord. Unquote. That's why the realization about the real self and the relationship with the Lord without devotional service is very difficult.
Impossible. Yes, correct. Thank you.
And from Rati Manjari?
Yes, Rati.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and his transcendental purports. Tonight's reading was interesting and wonderful. It sparked several questions in me.
Hmm.
We heard that there are four important transcendental dhams or kingdoms of the Lord on earth, which devotees visit. Padrikashram, Rameshwar, Jagannathpuri, and Dwarka. I was wondering why Sri Vrindavan Dham is not one of them.
Because it's beyond the beyond. Sanatana Goswami calls the Goloka, one of the reasons or the purposes of the Priya Bhagavatamrita, the second part, was to reveal that Goloka Vrindavan is above the spiritual world. So these other, especially Vrindavan Dham, and these other dhams represent different places in the spiritual world, but Vrindavan Dham is considered by those who are in knowledge to be above the Vaikuntha planetary system. But Dwarka is there, and it's represented by Goloka Vrindavan, and it's the same Krishna, after all. But Vrindavan is very secret. It's the most secret of all secrets. And therefore it is not listed as one of those four dhams that most people know about. It is hidden from most people. Gopi Purandana, I heard him say just the other day in one of his lectures, he went to get his computer fixed in Delhi, and the young Delhiites and techies were there. When it came time to give his address and where he stayed, he gave it as Govardhan or Vrindavan at the time. I think maybe it was Vrindavan, and they didn't know where it was. They lived just right down the street from Krishna's eternal pastime place, and they didn't know anything about it. That's the nature of Vrindavan, it's secret. Of course, now that Prabhupada came and preached all over the world, it's not as secret as it was before. By his preaching, it's become more, people have become more aware. But anyway, that's the reason why these particular four dhams that most people in India are familiar with, why Vrindavan isn't included in them. Hare Krishna. And there's another reason, and that is that in those days, Mathura and Dwarka were considered to be in the same district, in the same place, actually. So there's a connection also between Dwarka and Mathura. Mathura Mandala means Vrindavan, where you can include it in that. Mandala, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare. We'll see if there's any more. Krishna.
More from Rati Manjari.
Yes, Rati, Haribo.
She says, thank you, Guru Maharaj. Also, we heard that we need to be careful not to commit the offense of Maryada Vyatikrama, if I heard that right. I find it just now a little hard to paraphrase it exactly. In my hearing, it means to be careful not to step over the older devotee in favor of a younger devotee. Could you please first of all refine my understanding?
Well, It means that one shouldn't exhibit one's knowledge to a person who's more advanced, basically. It's a Vaishnava etiquette. It's awkward. It creates a tension in the atmosphere, which is not conducive to full Krishna conscious realization and Harikatha discussion. What else? She had something else, I know. There's a perverted reflection of it in the material world. When some big person comes into the room, you know, then most people don't speak over him or speak casually to him, they wait for him to speak first. It's a general etiquette, universal etiquette. But it's particularly strong etiquette in the spiritual atmosphere.
I understand that we need to respect the elderly devotees first of all, but I was thinking also, that isn't it true that one chooses one's guru according to the revelation in one's heart?
Yes, that's true. But there's still an injunction that if an elderly person who is qualified and another person who is not as qualified, one should select the senior person. I think that's one of the reasons why the general etiquette is that you don't initiate while your spiritual master is physically present. You take the person you're preaching to your spiritual master rather than take up the person. Now, in emergency situations, such as now the movement's beginning to spread wider and farther and faster, you know, there may be a need to, because there's a need of so many spiritual masters, there may be a need for this, the disciple of a spiritual master who's physically present to be instructed by the spiritual master that they should initiate. And the GBC is dealing with it. I think they have something in the pipeline of their proposals for the movement. Let's see how it develops. But we do select from our hearts, but it's not just from the heart. Spiritual life is not sentiment. It's not just an emotional, subjective experience either. It's actually practical, that's why it's called a spiritual science. It's a spiritual science because there are rules and regulations and etiquettes and all these things that what one should follow. But if they become advanced in spontaneous love, then these kinds of etiquettes and things like that are not as important. But in the beginning especially, they are important. And even, senior devotees follow the etiquettes to be able to show the general populace of the devotees how to behave. Hare Krishna. Okay, Jai Nanda Prabhu Ki Jai. Tomorrow is Nishinga Chaturthisi, and we will be together tomorrow to hear, continue to hear the Bhagavatam, this wonderful section that we're coming to now. Discussions between Vidura and Maitreya. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Samabeda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Go Prem Anandi Hari Hari Bol. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place. Same topic as Vidura goes to meet Maitreya, and then we'll find out what happens. Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow.